Day 22, December 22nd. Today's reflection is based on Revelation chapter 21, verse 22 through chapter 22, verse 5, and was written by the Reverend Nathan Carlson, class of 2011. The Gospel of John introduces Jesus as the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. John chapter 1, verse 5, NRSVA. In the Apocalypse of John, the apostle sees Jesus, now the crucified, resurrected, and ascended Lamb of God, for who and what he truly is, the light of the new world. This light illuminates the new creation, revealing its true, full purpose in God's presence. The uncorrupted, undefiled, eternal nature of all things steps out from the shadows to be revealed as fully part of God's reigning kingdom. Trudging through Advent year after year only to arrive at the same manger scene, it becomes increasingly easy for us to lose sight of the immaculate in the mundane and routine. We recite words of power from rote memory. Scenes of God breaking through into humanity get wrapped in tattered cloths. The infinite becomes seasonal and disposable. How are we tempted to dust off previous year's sermon jackets, provide a touch-up, and distribute the same words to the same people? After all, isn't this message eternal and in need of no refreshing? And yet the nature of light itself, of vision, should prohibit this from occurring in our own lives. Light illuminates the present nature of things. Stepping outside after a fresh snowfall changes the contour of one's own backyard, so that a child's imagination can see it as a new wonderland of possibilities not present yesterday. So too does the eternal light of God's kingdom, come in the Lamb of God, shine forth from eternity always on fresh changes in our own lives and the world around us. The ongoing transformative work that this God with us has been doing in our own lives since last we approached this season certainly means God's light falls upon new ground. Until John's vision of the New Jerusalem becomes real for us in eternity, the question each Advent season should be, what is this light hitting in us this year that has changed? What darkness and decay has this Lamb of God overcome since last we saw his sign? Today's prayer. Lamb of God, shine your light into our lives, illuminating the work you have done among us this year. Show us where darkness and decay remain, that we may invite you in again. Let us find ourselves filled with wonder at your work as we approach your day, Emmanuel. Amen.